Let's do one on Glenn, G-L-E-N, first name, last name, Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A, 1220-67. My gosh, you're getting smaller all the time.
Yeah, I lost 100 pounds.
I thought, who's this kid coming in here? You look fantastic.
Thank you.
So this is a 56-year-old gentleman who comes in today for not feeling well, abdominal pain, bloating, nausea, no vomiting, penile discomfort, rash. Patient is 6 to 7 years old. He's been married for 35 years. He's a smoker. He doesn't drink alcohol. They don't have any children. He's a construction worker, but he says he just works as a supervisor. That's what it is. Patient has a history of diabetes. At one time, his hemoglobin was 8.9. He doesn't know exactly how long ago that was. He doesn't. He never got any medication that he remembers. He's not taking any medication. Here in the office, he looks rather sallow. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Medication, none. Medical problem with diabetes. Has had a history of possible stroke and a brain bleed years ago. Medical surgery, no recent surgery except for some vein surgery he had some time ago because he had a collapsed vein. Family history, doesn't know much about his mom, but his dad is alive with diabetes, possible hypertension, possible other medical issues, but he doesn't know. Glenn doesn't look well. He looks sick. He looks weak. His weight is 222 pounds, 96%, 98.5, 18, 82, 139 over 75. Heart positive, some positive 2, lungs bronchi, abdomen soft, obese, distended, tender, non-lower extremity, trace edema, neurological, non-focal. Patient's ultrasound of the lower extremity shows PVD. Abdominal ultrasound shows a very bloated, very gassy abdomen. Echocardiogram shows difficult to see because of COPD. He's a heavy smoker, but he does have what looks like low ejection fraction. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits, except for calcifications with family history of stroke, mild lymphadenopathy node in the neck. Assessment, patient blood sugar right now is reads high per our machine, so it means it's over 500. Given his abdominal pain, his bloating, his blood sugar of 500, and the way the patient appears, I do not want to put him on any medication. I'm going to send him to the hospital for evaluation. Number two, I gave him a note to take to the emergency room with him right away. Number three, he will come back and see us after blood work, CT have been done to make sure the patient is not in a hyperosmolar state. Number four, I suspect that's part of the reason that he's confused is because of his high blood sugar, most likely over 600 or 700. Discuss this with patient and wife. The wife is driving him to the hospital right now. Thank you.